Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 46 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 41 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 42 degrees.
KB8OOE. KC8OZK.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 46 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 63 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 76 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees.
8 Delta, Oscar November, standing by Michigan Section ARP, RCNET. sure heard that wrong the first time. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Oscar Tango, and you said you're mobile in Holly.
See you, the repeaters.
That's affirmative.
Yeah, Roger, thanks, Mike. Any other stations for the Michigan ARPS CNET, please call now. Any relays? KAGBD, KAGDON, can you make the general net call?
KAGDON, this is KAGBD, will do. This is KJBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. Any station wishing to check into the Michigan ARPS CNET, please call now. This is KHJBD. KADON, KHJBD, nothing heard.
Same at this end, and you are also armchair readable. Let's see, we'll go ahead and get started then. One of the questions I'm asked is frequently right now is, hey, where are the results from the exercise? They're in my hands, but they're also in somebody else's hands. I passed them to Jacqueline for review. So we'll have those out hopefully in the next couple of days. I can tell you we had 24 counties participating or at least reporting. I think there were a couple more that didn't report. And I think that is better than I was expecting given a couple of the responses I was hearing before the exercise. So there were nearly a few hundred participants all around the state. I don't have the numbers right offhand. We'll have that out shortly. Coming up this week, we've got Wednesday morning, I got a call with folks from around FEMA Region 5. Indiana and Wisconsin both had something called 10-4 Day, and they were different purposes, but they kind of made it into a region-wide exercise. Some of you may have participated in that, and I've got a kind of an after-action call that we're having on Wednesday morning. Friday is the Sheriff's Work Group meeting. I think that's around noon on Zoom, and that will be the last meeting, I believe, for the year. They take the last 2 months of the year off, typically. Saturday is the White Lake Office Weather Service meeting, and for folks in Districts 3, as well as parts of 1, well, 1 and 2, I guess, are all served there. It's probably the lower part of District 3, I should say. You're all welcome to participate in that. If you didn't get the invite already, there is also I think it's a Google Meet link that'll be available for that one. I think that's what they're using these days. It's a good meeting. It's informative. It's a look ahead at what's coming weather-wise around the state, and it's also a recap of the weather events we had over the last 6 months. So if you're part of that area, served by that office, I encourage you to participate. And I'll give a plug. Coming up next Sunday before we meet is at 4 p.m. Eastern is the FEMA Region 5 VoiceNet. That'll start on 60 meters channel 4. Hunt around. If you don't hear anything on 4, hunt around on 5, 1, 2, and 3 in that order and see if you can hear the net and check in. Once we've done that for 15 minutes, we move to 40 meters, usually 7280. And then we go to D-Star after 15 minutes of that for reflector 024 alpha. And then the final 15 minutes is on DMR on clock group 31673, which is also called R5OXCOM. Kind of fun. We like to see how many we can get. I was net control three or four weeks ago. I can't remember now. But anyway, we had about 90 participants across all of the bands checking in there. Trying to get all six states when we can. And it makes an interesting exercise. A lot of writing, getting all those call signs done. All right, enough of that. Let's go to the list. We've got KAGDD followed by N8ODU. Jim, how are things in Washtenaw?
KADON, this is KAJBD. Hello to all on net. The name is Jim, ECRO from Washtenaw County. Yeah, we finished up our siren test for a month, so we got through all of the sirens here, so that's very, very good. Last week on Sunday, we had one of our local ARPSC nets followed by a ARPSC simplex net. So we do those generally once a month. Well, You even got two hops sent to some guy all the way from my station in Dixboro all the way out to Grass Lake. So that was actually kind of fun to see what was going on there. Other than that, we'll around the house here. Got the snowblower cranked up, ready to go. The generator is all cleaned up, fresh gas, and ready to go for the winter. Hopefully never ever need to use it, but oftentimes I do. Other than that, it's been enjoying the weather and just enjoying life in general. So thanks very much for taking the net, Max. This is KJBD. Back to you.
All right, KJBD, KEADLM, Michigan Section ARPSCNet. Well, good to hear the silent tests are all wrapped up there. We were able to get all the way around the county. That's a nice service that's performed, and I know many counties do that. The simplex exercise, that sounds quite interesting. Good opportunity to be able to test your way around, see how you work without the repeaters. I think that's a good backup capability thinking in terms of pace planning. And I don't have a generator here, but as far as snow storage go, I haven't gassed mine up yet. I'm going to be brave in doing it and wait at least a month before I do it. So as you said, hopefully we won't need it too soon, and hopefully you won't need your generators this winter. Next we go to N8ODU, followed by KD8RWE. Mr. Mike, thank you for providing the remote today. Your comments for the net.
I don't really have any comments. Just trying to get things around for winter while we have this nice weather, filing motorcycles and vehicles in storage and, you know, for the next 4 months. But thanks for being net control, and I'll be around here if I'm needed. 73L, N8ODU monitoring.
All right, Mike, thank you. And as always, thank you for providing the remote monitoring here. That's a valuable service here. Let folks that don't have HF access get on the air with us on that. Next, we go to KD8RWE to be followed by KD8SWR. Mr. Dale, KD8RWE, your comments, sir. Really having a lot of value in Genesee County. So to fire up the DMR radio when I'm going through the area next time, see what works out for me there. Let's see, we go next to KNA-SPED, followed by KFA-DOT. Mr. David, how are things going your way?
Yeah, KNA-DOT of the group, KNA-SPED. We're getting ready for another trip of the RV, this time down to Garden Daisy, Tennessee, to go to a wedding. And so we've been essentially working on getting that put together. And I my old Icon 7000 had bit the dust that I used motor in the truck. And so I did get an Icon 7100 and installed it. And put the IQ antenna on there on a Breedlove mount. And come to find out that my old screwdriver controller made by Amcom, which has been out of business for a long time, cannot drive that antenna. It complains the motor is stalled. Although the motor works fine, I can put 12 volts on it and it runs just fine. So now I'm looking for a screwdriver antenna controller. And I'm willing to drive halfway across the state if I need to, if somebody's got one that I can use before I go on this trip on Tuesday. So that's my quandary at this end. NASBE, back to net.
All right, NASBE, KEAD, Michigan Section, AFDS, CNET. Wow. As you heard him, folks, he's looking for a screwdriver controller for his antenna. So if you guys, any of you know of the one that's available, reach out to November 8th here at Bravo Echo. And I'll talk to you before then. You have safe travels. Tennessee should be nice this time of year. All right, let's go to KFA-DOT, which will bring us to the bottom of the roster. Mr. Eric, Mobile in Holly, how you doing?
This is KFA-DOT. I am doing good. Went out today to Frankenmuth for some fine dinner, and then I'm going to go and do a little bit more work on my HF antenna before the weather gets any colder. Got my VHF and dual band set up last week, so I've been keeping kind of busy and just enjoying life and enjoying this weather right now. KF8-BOT, back to net.
We are at the bottom of the roster, and so let me take a pause here and see if there's anybody else who would like to join in to the Michigan Section AFPSCNet. If so, please call now. Are there any relays? All right, it'll be a short night today. We got 7 seconds and 15 minutes. Thank you everybody for joining in this afternoon. District 5 will be up next week. KERSB should be back at the home station. He's off camping this weekend. And he did say he should be back and taking that control for that session. So look forward to joining you all next week. And maybe we'll hear you as well on the FEMA Region 5 voice at 4 o'clock. With that, I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody. Have yourself a safe week ahead. This is KERSB. I'll be closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Program.
I also copy 7 days and 15 minutes. Thanks for running the net back. This is KAKED. Thank you.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees.
CQ from November 8th, Echo Juliet Romeo, this is calling for a radio check if anyone's on frequency, N8EJR, over.
N8EJR, N8ENX.
Thanks for the response. A lot of noise here. I'm about 14 miles away on low power, and you came across probably, 50% readable. I don't know if you copy me. I'll go to high power in a minute if this is at all usable. November 8th, Echo Juliet Romeo, over.
No, your signal's good. I'm almost full quieting, so you can just leave it on low power. And I'm just on the very top of the Zilwaukee Bridge. Handle here is Jim, Juliet, India, Mike.
Very good, Mike. I didn't catch much more of the call sign, but I caught your CCH there being on the Zilwaukee Bridge. This repeater's got good ears, that's for sure, but you're at a high spot, too, so that's an excellent pass between you and the repeater, over.
Yeah, I can usually get into this repeater system up there around Standish, no problem. Standish to Homer, and right now I'm heading south down to Howell, so you're putting out a good signal. Sounds good. A little bacon frying on there, but negligible. So for low power, you're doing really well. And the handle here is Jim, Juliet, India, Mike. The call is November 8th, Echo, November X-ray.
Very good, Jim. November 8th, Echo, November Whiskey. Yeah, that time was good. I also got a little bit of bacon on your return, but a cleaner path at that point. It's a great evening for radio. I know the bands have been open. I'm here with family right now, and I just wanted to see if I could make the trip to the repeater with this unit. I'll let you go. Enjoy the drive. This is Fred, Foxtrot, Romeo, Echo, Delta. And November 8, Echo, Juliet, Romeo is clear. Thanks.
N-A-E-J-R, N-A-E-N-X. Well, enjoy the night with your family. Beautiful evening. I don't think we're going to get too much more of these, so take it while you can. Pleasure chatting with you, and signal sounds good. So, we'll say 7-3. Oops. Have a great evening there. That was the 10 gigahertz receiver going off there. And look forward to talking to you next time around. NAENX Mobile, we'll be clear. 7-3.
All right, 73. I'm out.
Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 66 degrees.
Radio check 1-2, radio check 1-2.
Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 65 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 60 degrees.